grown quite a bit. The total obligations in the plan, we'll get to those in a minute, are about $44.5 million. And as of fiscal year 20, the village has spent about $21.5 million of those obligations in the TIF plan. At the bottom of page 2, you can see the revenues by fiscal year. And that includes the bond proceeds from the bonds the village has issued. And then on page 3, you can see all the different costs that are in the TIF plan, public and private project costs, capital costs, administrative and professional fees. You can see the original amounts that were estimated in the plan, and then there's a column for those fiscal year 20 expenditures. So you can see the breakout of those, who got paid what. And then there's a cumulative column. You can see cumulatively that $21.5 million of TIF expenditures. And then the $44.5 million on the left there is what was originally estimated in the plan. So there's about $23 million of remaining estimated costs in the TIF plan. And the cumulative increment as of fiscal year 20 is almost $15.5 million that the TIF has generated. On page 4, there's a chart that shows the breakdown of the expenditures cumulatively, so you can see how those break out for that cumulative column. And then on page 5 is a description of the intergovernmental agreements that the village has with the school and the fire district. There's been 2 agreements with the fire district, and there has been agreements with the park district and the library. And I think there's another agreement with the library on the agenda for tonight. The redevelopment agreements that the village has are on pages 5 and 6. A description of each of those redevelopment agreements with the developers. And then there's a description on page 6 of the amendments. And there have been 6 amendments so far. And in fiscal year 20, there was an amendment approved to remove a parcel from the TIF district. The goals and objectives that are in your TIF plan are on page 7. And then there's a copy of the map, and you can see the property that was removed with the 6th Amendment during fiscal year 20 there in red. Questions?
When I have a question.
Uh-huh.
When it comes to amendments to the plan,
yeah.
Most or all of these amendments are removing things,
right.
Removing parcels. Are there examples of any time that amendments did something other than remove a parcel?
I don't think we've ever done that here, but yes, you can do, if you do like an amendment to add property or to add cost to your plan, you have to go through the whole process that we went through when we established the TIF district.
Okay.
So you have to do all the mailings, publications, joint review board meeting, public hearing, and it usually takes about 4 to 6 months to do it. We call it a major amendment. So if you're either adding property or adding cost to your plan, then that's the process you have to go through. Just like it's the same process as if you were setting up a new TIF.
Okay.
And you have to go through all of that with the amended TIF area. So you have to notify everybody who's already in TIF 1 and the people who you're adding to TIF 1 if you're adding property. So it really is the same process as establishing a new one, and it does take a while and it can be expensive. So if you're going to do that, if you're going to go through that process, you usually want to make sure it's worthwhile. You know, you're going to get back at least what you put in to it to do the amendment, you know?
Oh, no, I was just wondering. Because it would still end at the same time if.
It would.
Okay.
It would. Now, you can get a 12-year legislative extension on the TIF, which we've talked to you guys about before, but that does require that, well, the practice of the legislature has been that they want every taxing body to give their support.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to get a letter of support from each taxing district saying they support you, and then you can get a bill introduced for that 12-year extension.
Okay.
So, you know, if you were going to add property to TIF, at this point, you'd probably want to get the extension as well. Make sure you have enough time to get a project done if you were adding property. You know, or we usually have to look at it and say, you know, is it worthwhile to do this, or should we just do a new TIF if
right.
you had a project?
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that was Terrence. He just came in.
Oh, I thought so. I thought that was him.
We have Jared Robbins that joined the team's meeting too.
Oh, Jared joined on the
yeah.
My camera is not working right, so that's why I don't have it on. I don't know what's going on with it.
You're on now.
You're frozen time right now.
I was frozen, so I had turned it off, but
you're still frozen.
I'm trying to turn it back on, but it's just acting up. I must have to reboot my computer. Anybody else have any questions?
Do you guys have questions?
Gwen, can you hear me? This is Randy Grace with the Park District.
Yeah.
Page 3, Windstone subdivision, there was nothing paid in 19 or 20, and it shows the remaining obligations, 537. What's the deal there, Gwen?
Which one is it?
It's for Windstone, the private project.
The Windstone?
Yeah, see where there was nothing paid?
They're paid off now.
They're paid off, okay.
They didn't submit as much cost as they had originally anticipated.
Okay.
So they won't get any more.
Okay.
So even though they had estimated about $500,000 more in cost, they just didn't turn in those invoices. We have to actually collect the paid invoices from the developers and go through them. And so the total either ends up being whatever they're capped at or whatever they turn in, whichever one's less.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that also means that Dollar General is done.
Yeah.
What about Kinderwood South Great Plains?
Those you can see are getting low. So the Kinderwood South, that's phases 1 and 2 where it says Great Plains. That one has got like 4 years left. As you can see, they're getting about $100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
But the one below it, phase 3, has only got a couple years left. And we're actually going to pay them off later this year in fiscal year 22. So they got a payment in 21, and then fiscal year 22 will be their final payment for phase 3.
Loving to see zeros.
Yeah. Well, and you guys refinanced, fiscal year 21, you guys refinanced all of these bonds on here. If you look under the public projects, you can see there were 3 different loans and bonds, and we refinanced all of those and combined them into one. So you guys are going to save quite a bit of money by doing that. That'll be in your next report.
That's because we didn't have the mics on. So you're probably only hearing from that one way over there.
I heard you.
Okay.
So in Deer Path, we still owe like $1 million.
Yeah. Let me see. That one, they get more though. They get almost $300,000 a year. So, yeah, they've got maybe 5 years left. After this report, so you know, we've already paid them one of those years, so it's like this year and then 3 more years or 4 more years.
Okay.
did I?
Okay, well, that's all I have. If anybody else has questions, I'm happy to answer them.
I have a question, another question.
Okay.
Did I miss, sometimes you provide us with a projection.
Uh-huh.
Is that in here anywhere?
No, that's not in there, but I can definitely send that to you guys.
Okay, that'd be great.
I did send Rob and Brandy, I think, the estimate for fiscal year 22, but if you wanna see that over, projected out over the remaining years, I can do that too.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Any other questions for him? No? Well, thank you, Gwen.
Thank you.
Alright.
Thanks, good report. Alright, thanks, bye.
Is that Vicky?
This is Darwin, hello.
Okay.
Is now exiting.
Alright. Do you, will the meeting still open? Comments, questions, concerns? No? Danny?
Just how much TIF money you think we'll have left, Rob, once it ends in 24, 25?
She said, she talked about that.
She said she only sent you.
No, she said, let's see, she kinda gave us a projected one. I can't remember what it was now. I'll have to look back through emails.
I don't think she's given us any projection since we did the refinance.
Okay. We'll have to, we refinanced everything, so that actually gave us a smidge money this year, cause since I've been, the last 4 years, we've had no money in there. So we refinanced and we have a little bit of money, which is great, because then the library came and asked for it, so I think, what, 23,000 after the libraries? Something like that. I mean, don't quote me on it, but like around, a little over 20,000 is what we'll have in there at the end of this year, after the library gets their new carpet, so, I think. And then, but, I thought at the very end of it, that we'll have around $1 million. At the very end of the TIF, which, it's all kind of voodoo magic to me. It's like, they tell you one thing and there's, I'd like to earmark it all for like the downtown businesses, like, use it for what the TIF was actually designed for businesses and bringing businesses in. Cause the only business we got in with it was Dollar General, essentially. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, please. Can you think of anything else, Danny?
Well, the Dollar General and Casey's, they were both looking before the TIF ever went into effect.
Okay.
The car wash, the car wash, the car wash.
I don't think the car wash took advantage of it.
I don't know, but I think they did a lot of that, yeah.
I think so. I mean, they came in since the TIF, but I don't think they took advantage of it. So, I would really like to, I mean, like our 40, or like our downtown, something needs done.
Yeah.
So bad.
Well, we've got plans for West Side Park too. We really wanna do a lot over there, which we had planned. We had the surveys done and we were ready to go with it. And then, of course, the pandemic hit and they scrapped Ozlot for a couple of years. So we're in a holding pattern there, but we're definitely, we've got plans for a building like we've got at East Side, tearing all that old stuff down. But in the meantime, we're gonna have to put money in stuff that we didn't want to, just because it's.
I heard the concessions on my side of town is just done.
Yeah.
Like holding the roof and.
Right.
Pretty much, it was in pretty bad shape anyway. I mean, it's old, it's really, really old.
But anyway, that's where the Park District at. We're gearing up everything. We wanted to be able to do it with grant money. But we'll definitely at some time or another be asking for some TIF to help us, cause it's a matching funds grant with Ozlot, so that's our plan next year. If they reintroduce the Ozlot, they may come and sweep all the funds out of it, we don't know. I mean, it's kind of a twist of.
There's a lot of rebuild Illinois grants out there, but I think that's for.
Yeah, there's some other park grants, but it's, we don't qualify, cause I think our means of economics here.
We make $300 over.
Yeah.
On average.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Alright. So we'll adjourn. anybody has anything to add? We need a vote to adjourn it. Guess the meeting's adjourned. We'll wait 10 minutes and start our next meeting.